Hello, everyone. Welcome and thank you for coming. I'm Larry McCarron. I have the honor of serving as your host today. And if you look around, we have a very diverse group. We have the fans here to honor Donald. We have the media here to cover the event. We have Packer dignitaries here. Just a very diverse group. We have teammates, coaches, family and friends. Very diverse group. But I think there's one common denominator that's permeating the atrium right now, and that is we all love Donald Driver. Hi, sweetie. We love him for the player he was, and we love him for the man he is. We'll begin our program at the very top with Packers President and CEO, Mark Murphy. Mark.
Thank you, Larry. How's everybody doing today? I want to first thank all the fans for coming out today. I know a lot of you waited in line in the cold and to get your tickets, and you waited this morning, so give yourselves a round of applause. Now, it's always a little bittersweet when a great player's career ends like Donald's, but this is just a special day, and it's a great day for the Packers, great day for Donald, and it's also it's a great time to celebrate not only Donald's retirement and the great career that he had, but as Larry mentioned, he is truly a special, not only a special player, but more importantly, a special person. Now, first, Donald, I want to thank you for all you've done, not only for the organization, but also for the Green Bay community during your career. I also would be remiss if I didn't give special thanks to Bettina. Being the wife of a professional football player is challenging, but you are a very, very important part of the great success that Donald has enjoyed. You know, I think it's really fitting that we're having this retirement ceremony in a public forum in front of fans. As I've been here during my time here in Green Bay, I really haven't seen a player that has had a better connection, more of a special connection with the fans than Donald. And it's really fitting that we're here. And this is the first time in Packers history that we've had a public retirement of one of our players in front of the fans. You know, it's very apparent, and obviously what you're showing it today, that our fans just love Donald. And you know, I've talked to a number of you over the years, and, you know, what is it about Donald that you love so much? And I think it's a couple things. Number one, it's one of the greatest stories, certainly in Packers history, but really across the NFL, when you look at the humble beginning that Donald came from, overcame all kinds of adversity early in his life. You know, he was a seventh-round draft pick out of Alcorn State, a 1AA school, and went on to great success. And I just think it just resonates well with people. And he's always stayed true to his roots as well. And I think the other thing that stands out about Donald is his love of the game. You know, just to watch him play and the passion that he had really set him apart. All of that, though, I think Dancing with the Stars put him over the top. Yeah. Larry and I were talking earlier, during the last week of Dancing with the Stars, we were on our annual tailgate tour, and I was getting questions about Len Goodman and whether he was biased, and So I had to do a lot of research on your dance selections and a lot of things, but it was really something to watch that unfold. You know, Donald obviously has made a great impact on the field, but really even more meaningful was the impact that he made off the field. His countless appearances, he was always willing to help charitable organizations in the community. He and Bettina started the Donald Driver Foundation to help homeless people and underprivileged families in Texas and in here in the Green Bay area. He really represents the very best of the Packers and has been a great ambassador for the organization. You know, lastly, you know, I've been around and I've been involved in the NFL for all my adult life. And what you're seeing here today is very unique. You know, I've been involved as a player, now in management. I've seen on both sides. You know, but for a player like Donald to play his entire career with one team and to leave on his own terms is really something special. It's a tribute to you, Donald, the quality of the person and the man that you are. We're so happy for you. We're looking forward to having you have a long, long relationship with the Packers as an alumnus. Thank you again for all you've done, and I would remind you, although this is the end of your playing career, this is just the beginning, and you are going to do great things with the rest of your life. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark. And now I'd like to invite Executive Vice President, General Manager, and Director of Football Operations, Ted Thompson, to the stage. Ted.
This is one of my favorite things to do. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to Donald and Tina. Obviously, their contributions to the Packers over the years have been phenomenal. The one thing that we talked about the other day while we were getting ready for this is try to make sure that Mark had some things to say on some topics, I had some things, and Coach McCarthy. So I drew up a lot of things. I put them on this piece of paper, and I realized none of them are really worth talking about. I do want to take you back to 1999 in our draft meetings. Ron Wolf was the general manager. We're watching tape on a skinny wide receiver from Alcorn A&M. And there's signs in scout meeting rooms, and we're doing that now as we all through this week and next week, as you go through and you watch tape, and there's always, when you see something special or when you see something different, a scout in the room, and anybody can do it, they'll say, can you run that back? Well, when we were doing Donald, we did that all the time. We kept saying, can you run that back? Can we see that again? And what we were seeing wasn't something that you could define so much. It was just a special quality that a player had. You could see not only his athletic ability, his ability to play the game, but through that grainy black and white tape that we had from Alcorn A&M, you could see the joy that Donald had in playing the game. And I think you can see the joy that Donald had in playing the game throughout his entire career here with the Packers. The other thing, we'll stay in 1999 in our first mini camp. He shows up, and he is this skinny, skinny guy. Good player, but he's a very skinny guy. He was nothing like this summer when you guys were watching Dancing with the Stars. Hold it. I'm not through yet. And he's dancing around half naked, all chiseled up, big chest, big shoulders, all that sort of stuff. That wasn't like he was when he first got here. But it is a credit to him and working hard. But he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he made it. A lot of people have made note that he was a seventh-round pick. First of all, that's not the end of the world. Secondly, us as scouts make mistakes all the time. And thirdly, it doesn't really matter when you have character and you have quality and you have confidence in your ability. No matter where Donald would have wound up in that draft or later for other teams, that sort of thing, whether it was in the first round that he came here, whether he was a free agent, it didn't really matter, because I think all of us here in this room would say that it's been a blessing having him here, and he's been a great addition to the Green Bay Packers, and we were very lucky to have him. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. And now your head coach, Mike McCarthy.
All right. I would like to continue the congratulations to Donald and Bettina. And I have written some things down, and I never follow the script, so I'm going to try to do that today. I was looking for three things to describe Donald and just my experiences with him. I was here also in 1999. As a quarterback coach, and the first thing that jumped out to me, and Ted gave you a clean description of what Donald looked like back then, but I can remember specifically a play. We were in a red zone drill, and Donald was I think we were number 13 at the time, and Brett Favre was a quarterback, and he'd thrown this ball with the velocity that looked like it was going to go over the fence down there at Hinkle Field. So, and I'm out of nowhere, here comes Donald Driver, makes a big catch. And you can see right away, I mean, this young man definitely belonged, regardless of the seventh-round pick, where he came from. And you could see the smile, the athletic ability. And it was a tremendous first impression that I'll never forget. The second thing I think about with Donald, because now coming back and having a chance to work with him again in 2006, and a lot of people talk about, you know, the characteristics of a great player, but when you look at Donald's work ethic, you know, number one, he belonged right away, you could see that, but his work ethic compared to where he started in 99, it's always refreshing as a coach to see a player develop from day one all the way through his career. But I can recall on a daily basis, and his teammates I'm sure would echo this, you know, Donald was the old school guy that had the highlighter, you know, go through every pass picture, you know, would highlight the same reads, a lot of things over and over. And he had a tremendous work ethic. You talk to the weight training staff, he would squat, you know, his leg strength, he would compete with the offensive linemen. So practice, never miss practice. That was never a topic of discussion. There was discussions, but he had an incredible work ethic that clearly is a big part of who he is today. And lastly, it's been said a couple of times, the word special. And I think that best describes Donald. You know, we talk about him as a football player. My picture of Donald, the memory I'll have, is the touchdown against the 49ers. Yeah. No, with the throwback jersey, breaks 10, 8, Lord knows how many tackles. I mean, that if you're looking for a picture of what Donald Driver means to your football team, what he means as a player, that's the picture. I mean, that's the one that I always remember. You know, regardless of being the all-time leading receiver, and in my humble opinion, I think he's clearly the all-time leading Lambeau leaper. I mean. I mean, no one makes it look easier than Donald. So, I mean, those are great memories. But the things I'm sure you'll hear throughout the day is, you know, kind of teammate he was, what he does in the community. But, you know, a lasting impression I'll have on Donald, as you heard, there's this dance contest last year in the spring. And Donald was in it. So, and he really cut, you know, the men of Wisconsin into two categories. And the high percentage of the men in Wisconsin said that they didn't watch the show, but they really did, you know. And then you had men who are comfortable with themselves, like myself, that watched it every week. So, But having the opportunity with Rob Davis and Edgar Bennett and their better halves and a couple players, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, we had an opportunity to go to the semifinal out there in Hollywood. Really neat experience. Had a chance to talk to Donald, Bettina, and family all before the contest. Really something very unique. And I can remember our conversation beforehand. I said, Donald, man, you look really light, because, I mean, he was telling me about all the training. And as a coach, you shouldn't say that to one of your players, because he's like, no, I'm strong, though. I'm strong. I'm good. I said, well, I know you're good. But the thing was really impressive that day, because we had great seats. We were sitting right next to Bettina and the kids and the family, was just how effortless he was on the dance floor. I mean, just the things he was doing and seeing it live. Obviously, it's a lot better live than on TV, trust me. So really neat experience. But the best part of the trip was Ruth Chris Steakhouse afterwards. Lord knows what time we left there, but just to spend time with the family. Almost made it. Oh, shit. Yeah, there you go. I'm consistent, I'll say that. I'm talking about the husband. I'm talking about the father. I'm talking about the friend. He's given a tremendous amount to our organization. We'll continue. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Bettina.
Thank you, Mike. And now please turn your attention to the video screens for a look back at the career, the singular career of the Packers' all-time leading receiver, Donald Driver.
Donald, I'm truly honored to be with you today as you announce your retirement from the National Football League. I want to thank you for your numerous contributions to the Green Bay Packers, to the city of Green Bay, and to the state of Wisconsin. You've been a true asset to the Green Bay Packers. I've always felt that if you had 53 Donald Drivers in your locker room, with that athletic ability, your personality, the way you conduct yourself as a teammate, a husband, and a father, you would have an elite National Football League franchise. That's how much we think about you. We wish you, Bettina, and your family a great health, great happiness, and a wonderful, well-deserved retirement.
You come into the league 14 years ago as a seventh round pick out of Alcorn State. People in Green Bay are probably scratching their head going, where's Alcorn State? 14 years later, I think a lot of people have looked up, found out where Alcorn State was, and they found that that's where the finest receiver in Packer history has come from. Talk about the names, I'll throw my name in there, James Lofton, with Sterling Sharp, Don Hudson. Donald, you surpassed all our records. And you did it in that in-between area. You did it in between the numbers where the tough guys operate. It was my honor to watch you wearing the same number that I wore when I played for the Green Bay Packers. So watching number 80 kind of made me feel like I was still out there. And it's a great link playing for the Packers because it links you with the present players to the players who played for Lombardi and the players who played for Lambeau before that. So like I said, in the history of great receivers, Don Hudson, James Lofton, Sterling Sharp, I take my hat off to you, Donald Driver. Congratulate you on your retirement.
I know what this is really about, Donald. Football was bound to lose its hold on you. You're a dancer now. Hang up those cleats, my friend. You're ready to rumba.
To the best dance partner I could ever ask for. Congratulations, Donald, on an amazing career. You were truly one in a million, and I'm so grateful that you're in my life. On Dancing with the Stars, those 3 months were some of the best times of my life, and I'm so thankful that I went through those times with you. And we have a mirror ball.
Hi, Donald. Look who it is. It's Len Goodman, the old judge off Dancing with the Stars. Now, I know I was tough on you on occasions, but I tell you what, your football gets a 10 from Len.
Donald! What's up, man? It's Gavin DeGraw. I just wanted to congratulate you, man, on an incredible career. I know everybody out there knows you as a tough guy football player. But I know you as Donald 2% wearing dancing shoes, dancing like a pretty lady. every Monday night.
This is Jaleel White shouting you out. Congratulations, man, on your retirement. What an amazing football career. You're such a competitor. I knew week four of Dancing with the Stars when you did the Paso Doble to Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Ah! I said, okay, Kim, we got a problem. This dude's actually trying to win this damn thing. Champion is your middle name, brother. I already know whatever you do after retirement, you're going to be a huge success. And because of that, you're the only man that can ever ask me, got any cheese? And I'm cool with it.
Yo, D-Driver, it's your man, Brian McKnight. Congratulations, bro. One heck of a career. But look, it's not over. All you got to do now is just stay out on the golf course with us a little bit longer. Peace, man. Have a great one. Congrats again.
Hey, Donald. Maria Menounos here. There is nothing better than retiring at the top of your game. You're amazing. And to top that, you're going out a Super Bowl champ and a Dancing with the Stars champ. So congratulations. You're going home to a lovely and beautiful family. I've never met a more incredible family than yours. I hope you're doing great. And congratulations again. Love you.
Good evening, Donald. Cherry and I recently learned of your retirement and are honored to congratulate you on all of your achievements on and off the field. Your contribution to the history of the Green Bay Packers program has been extraordinary. It's been a great pleasure getting to know you over those years as well, and it goes without saying that you will truly be missed by all of the Green Bay Packer community. Cherry and I will still loudly be cheering for you and are looking forward to following you in your future endeavors. We wish you and your family the very best. And thank you for letting us be a part of this special occasion.
Peter and Freeman form a slot to the left. Driver on the wing right side. Freeman in motion to the right. Far back to throw. Pops it over the middle. He's got Driver at the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! A real quick look in to Donald Driver slanting across the formation to the left.
Donald Driver in the touchdown seat. His first career touchdown coming from Brett Favre. Favre hot on that drive.
In a tight pocket now, lofts it over the left side, end zone, touchdown, Donald Driver!
Great adjustment to the ball by Donald Driver.
High formation backfield, Johnson the fullback, Rodgers takes, tosses left side, touchdown, Donald Driver! Under a blitz, throws the left side of the end zone, touchdown, Donald Driver! And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stand. Showing blitz with Willis, and he's coming. snap to Rodgers. They pick up the blitz. He throws over the middle.
Coverage.
Got his man wide open. Driver across the 30. Donald Driver spinning 25. Breaks a tackle. 15. Cuts it back to the 10 to the 5. To the pylon. Touchdown. The old man still got it. Donald Driver. 61 yards.
And Rodgers takes one step drop. Quick throw. Driver left side. Makes the turn of the 10. And he's stacked up and driven back just short of the 5. He's got a first down. And with that reception, Donald Driver has just passed Sterling Sharp as the Green Bay Packers all-time leader in receptions with 596.
Donald Driver came here as a skinny high jumper. And now he's jumped past every receiver in Packer history.
Snap to Rodgers, looking left on the slant. Got Driver inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. And there it is, the career franchise record for receiving yardage.
I'd like to recognize Chris Kirby from the Packers video department for the outstanding work on that video. Please give him a round of applause. And Donald, I want to tell you, buddy, I'm with Mike McCarthy. That play against the 49ers, that said it all. I mean, that was the real deal. At this time, I'd like to invite Governor Scott Walker and Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt to the stage for some special presentations.
Well, Donald, that video said it all. And the only thing I'm going to add is that you look at this crowd here, and I'm donning one of your jerseys today, not so much for myself, but on all of us who are fans. Doesn't matter what our background, doesn't matter where we come from in the state. I don't think there's any Packer player who's ever more connected with the fans than Donald Driver. And I got to tell you, both on and off the field, the class that you've shown, that video showed it exactly right. And for me, Tonette and I are here today, and we have with us our youngest son, who's in 12th grade, Alex, who in fifth grade got his first Donald Driver jersey, along with a whole bunch of them. He actually barely squeezed it into it today. He got an award today just for that. He's got his Donald Driver poster still up on the wall in his room, and I think not just because I pointed to Alex being my son, but I look at sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters all across this crowd and think for all of us in this state, there couldn't be anybody more proud for our sons and our daughters to have as a role model, both on and off the field, than Donald Driver. So for all the great things that you've done, for not only you, Donald, but for Bettina, for your three beautiful kids, what I was impressed with having met, you know, when you talk about, and Coach, I was actually one of those guys, I'm man enough to admit, my wife got me to watch it, and I watched every single time as well.
But I think you really got your moves from your oldest son and daughter, because they were pretty impressive warming up along the way as well. But for sharing your family with us, the state, and this whole country, it's my honor to declare today Donald Driver Day all across the state of Wisconsin.
Donald, we're so proud of you. I'm so happy for you and your family. A lot of talk about what Donald's done on the field, and as mayor, I can speak for the off the field. And I think of the first time I met you, you were giving a house to a young lady who was coming out of homelessness. And from that day forward, you have lifted so many lives in this community. You've been an ambassador for the greater Green Bay area. And I don't know what your future holds. I only know that it holds great things. It holds great things for a lot of people because of who you are. And no matter where your travels take you, you will always be a friend of this city. I want to present to you on behalf of the city of Green Bay a key to our city, knowing that this is always your home no matter where you are. Yeah, we really love you. And this reads, presented to Donald Driver for his commitment to lifting the lives of the citizens of the Green Bay community and all Packer fans. Congratulations to you. So that's something Donald's going to hang in his house. Now I want to show you something that we're going to hang in our house. We got a restaurant downtown. It's called Titletown Brewing. That's a redevelopment area for us. The votes are lined up. We've taken it through the committees. And that street that Titletown is on has... Hang on. It's got a receiver statue, right? And we are going to refurbish that statue and change the name on the back from receiver to driver and the number to 80. So now you've got the receiver statue looking like Donald Driver in front of Titletown Brewing. We have to name that street Donald Driver Way. It's your street, your statue. We love you. Congratulations.
All right. Awesome.
I told myself that I wasn't gonna cry today, so I'm gonna try to hold all the emotion back as much as possible. But I have to say this, that I love you all so much. You guys stood out in the cold to get tickets to share this moment with me. You all are crazy. But now you know why the Packer fans are so special. Because they show the loyalty, they show the respect. So now, I give you all the respect. First, I would like to thank God for allowing me to be here. It has been a blessing to have the ability to play this game, to be able to see the love, the joy, the dedication that we see in others. Jesus Christ has given me the wisdom. To understand when things must come to an end. Sometimes I've asked myself, why now? But God says he will make a way out of no way to make you understand the reason why. So today is the day they have decided to retire from the National Football League. It has been a tough decision, but my family and I felt it was time for the next chapter in our lives. Now, who knows what that may be? But my wife already made it clear that the first thing in retirement is getting the squirrels out of our attic in Dallas. So that's the first thing I'll be doing when I get back. You know, even though I feel that I can still play the game, God has made it, the answer clear to me. The time is now. I have to retire as a Green Bay Packer. I've always said I never wanted to wear another uniform, but always the green and gold. Sometimes I sit at home and I think of the great history of this great franchise, and I think of the players and the great coaches that came before me, like Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, Willie Davis, Jerry Kramer, the great Reggie White, Brett Favre, James Lofton, Sterling Sharp, Amon Green, Rob Davis. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. So I felt that this was an opportunity to walk away from the game knowing that I've given it all that I can. So I owe it to the fans and to this fine organization not to tarnish the legacy that they have established in me and my family. So now my list goes to thanking people. I have to thank the man that brought me here. He can't be here today, but I talked to him on the phone, and he said, it's an honor to know you, to be a part of your life. But I told Ron that I could not have done it without him believing in me. So I would like to thank Ron Wolf. I would like to thank this man that became a father figure to me. And he always opened his doors to allow me to walk in if I had something to talk about. But he retired on me too soon, Bob Harlan. I gotta thank one of my good friends. We've been together since 99. He left me and came back. It's an honor to play for Coach Mike McCarthy. I know where this team is going. But I love you. I really do. The man that don't talk too much and plays the poker face. I love this guy. He doesn't get emotional for anything. The great Ted Thompson. Mark Murphy. Over the years, I got a chance to know you well and your family. I think what you've done for this organization and what you're going to continue to do for this organization is truly a blessing. We're glad to have you as our president. I have to thank all my head coaches, Mike Sherman, Ray Rose, my position coaches. Ray Sherman, Charlie Baggett, James Franklin, Jimmy Robinson, and the great Edgar Bennett. AKA EB. And the man, I don't know if he's here, but the man that came down to Alcorn State and saw this little skinny kid, like everyone said, and he worked me out. And he told Ron Wolf, this guy is something special, and he told Ted that this guy is something special. I have to thank the guy that came down there and worked me out. Alonzo, I don't know if you're here, but Alonzo Highsmith, I love you. Thank you. I have to thank the entire Green Bay Packers organization. I have to thank the board of directors, the trainers, the equipment staff, the weight room staff, community relations, PR, marketing, ticket office, security, pro shop, financial department. I love you guys, really. Thank you all for everything. I would like to thank my teammates, the past and the present. It has been an honor to wear the green and gold with you guys. To my family, to my friends, and to all my partners, thank you for the great relationships. But one person I have to thank truly for putting me out there in the community is a good friend of mine, Brian Lammy. To my mothers, Mama Jack, thank you for always loving and supporting me. And always being there when we need you, even if it's in short notice to come babysit the kids. I thank you for it. To my mom, thank you for the love, for instilling in me to always follow my dreams. I love you for that. To my grandparents that cannot be here, I love you guys. And to my dad, he can't be here today because he's fighting lung cancer. I love him to death. I thank him for allowing me to be the man that I am today. To my babies, Christian, Christina, and Charity, Daddy loves you guys. Thank you for always being my number one cheering section. Even though you guys have never watched your daddy play a full game. Because you're always in the hallway having your own. Daddy loves you. And to my better half, the love of my life, Baby, I love you. I thank you for the love, the support for the last 16 years of our life, the 14 years of playing this game, and the 13 years of marriage. Life, I've said it before, is that you're the backbone of our family. Life is what it is, and life is whatever it may be. But life without you in my life is nothing. I love you. Last but not least, to the fans. I want to thank you all for the love, the joy, the cheers, the ups. I know we haven't gave you too many downs. This day is not just for me. This day is for you. 12 years ago, I signed my first big contract for the Green Bay Packers. And I promised you all that I would never wear another uniform. So today, we make that official. I keep my promise to you. The loyalty you all have been instilled in me and my family, I have to keep my loyalty to you and not play for another team and to retire in the green and gold. I love you all. Take care. And God bless. Sit down before I start crying again. Just questions? What I do?
Okay.
I don't know what to do now. I'm lost.
Just stay. You're doing great so far, Donald. Okay. You're doing great so far. The final part of our program will be a question and answer for Donald only, from the media only. We'd appreciate quiet so you can hear, everybody can hear the questions and Donald's responses. As far as the media goes, please raise your, it's kind of NCAA tournament style. Please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Please state your name and your affiliation. All right? And could we see the first hand for the first question?
Hello, Donald. Mark Daniels, WTAQ. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
That rookie season when Ted was watching a skinny kid running around, when did you have the confidence upon your arrival, or did it develop over the course of working with other athletes who were hoping to become professionals that you knew you could become the professional you did become?
Well, I have to say I had the work ethic. When I walked in here in 1999, I felt like I could do anything if I believed that anything was possible. So when I stood up there, and I think Mike McCarthy said it better, you know, my work ethic is unbelievable. I work out, and I continue to work out because I knew it was always someone out there coming to take my job, or I was trying to take someone's job. And all the great guys that played before me, it was truly an honor just to stand up there and play with those guys. So I had the work ethic, and I wasn't going to let it slip away. And look at me now. I'm the all-time Packer League receiver in history.
Donald, Lance Allen from WTMJ, congratulations.
Thanks, Matt.
Take us back to when you were 14 years old. There's a famous story about you and your brother Marvin in the bedroom, and you said you were going to be somebody. Do you feel like you made it, and what does this prove?
Wow, that's a long time ago. I love you too. You know, I think that was the thing. Laying in the bed 24 years ago with my brother, I told my brother that I'm going to take our family out of the struggles, the trials and tribulations, to have a better life for us. And I've done it. I see the success in my family. I see the success in my kids, my wife. I mean, God has been truly a blessing for us. All the things we've faced in our life, if we didn't have God in it, it wouldn't be there. And the road that I was going down as a kid, God found a way for me to get out of it. And I'm just blessed to be able to stand up here today and say that I've reached all the milestones that I can reach.
Hi, Donald. Nick Frime with Door County Daily News. The fans, I think, would love to see you in a coaching role someday with the Packers. Is it ever a possibility to see you coaching wide receivers in the green and gold?
They spend too many hours at the building. I'm more of a family guy. I love to be with my family. I love to spend as much time with my family. I think what those guys do is an amazing job. I just I don't know if I want to coach. I don't think EB is ready to give his job up right now. So I'll give him another 5-6 years when he became a head coach. Then we'll see.
Hi, Donald. Jeff Alexander, WBAY. Congratulations. You had the good fortune over your career of playing with a couple of great quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Can you talk about what each one meant to you personally and how they helped your career?
Well, I guess we'll start with Brett. When I first walked in here in 1999, Brett kind of just took me under his wing and said, you know, he threw his first ball to me, and I ran it back to him and was so excited that I was like, "You're Brett Favre." And he looked at me and said, "Don't worry, there's many more to come." And he instilled in me that don't ever let no one know that you're hurt. Every time I would get knocked out across the middle, I would get up and smile. Even though I was hurt, I would just show that beautiful smile. And then get back to the huddle, and I don't know what's going on. But I knew it was a run play. So he instilled in me the toughness of this game. Aaron Rodgers. I've seen this guy grow up from a little kid to a grown man. And he has instilled in me, as an older man than he is, the love for the game. The way he stepped in, and he knew that no one can be better than Aaron Rodgers. He had that chip on his shoulder that I loved. And I seen him go through training camp, and he fought and fought and fought. And when it was all said and done, he stood among. And now he's one of the best to ever play this game. So one thing I continue to learn from Aaron is that you can continue to believe, and people are going to doubt you. But if you believe that you can be anything, you're going to be that. And that's what he did.
Donald, Justin Felder from Fox 11. Probably everybody here has a favorite Donald Driver memory. Coach McCarthy mentioned the touchdown against the 49ers. Do you have one play, one touchdown, one catch, one memory that stands out most in your mind?
All of them. But if you had to pick one, I would probably say the moment when I ran out that tunnel at the Super Bowl. That was the moment I'd never forget. That's one memory that I think as an NFL player, you know, we always say that's the greatest milestone, is to make it to the National Football League and win a Super Bowl ring. I'll never forget that moment, running out that tunnel and holding that trophy up at the end of the game, knowing that I have already reached the greatest milestone. Now I have a Super Bowl ring.
Donald, Mike Spofford from Packers.com. Congratulations to you. Multiple people today have mentioned the play against the 49ers in the throwback jersey from 2010. Can you just tell us what you remember about the play, and how do you feel about that play being such a big part of your legacy?
What I remember about the play is the defense didn't care about me. because I was old. So it kind of worked out in my favor. They jumped Greg Jennings, and they left me wide open. And then after that, I just said I wasn't going to be not denied. I wanted to get to the end zone. So to shake off all those tackles, and then Drew to make a block after that, and then it was just me trying to carry the rest of the end zone. So I have to say, if I have to look at one play in my career that stands alone, that one. That's the best one of my career.
Now that's going to be tough to follow. Donald, Ryan Roedig, WFRV-TV, congratulations. Do you remember walking into the Packers locker room for the first time, and can you compare who you were at that time to the guy that packed up the boxes a few weeks ago and walked out knowing that could be your last time, and now it is your last time in that locker room?
I was the same guy that walked in 1999, and I'm the same guy that walks out in 2013. You know, sometimes people say that sometimes success changes who you are. Success has not changed me. I'm the same skinny little kid that walked in there in 1999. I'm going to be the same little skinny kid, well, grown man, that walks out in 2013. So nothing changes for me. I'm the same person and never will change.
Donald, Mike Vandermoss from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Some players have struggled in the transition to retirement. Do you feel you're going to struggle in that regard, and what are you going to miss the most?
I think the most thing I'm going to miss is running out that tunnel and 70,000 fans cheering you on every time you catch a ball, you make a block, they're screaming your name. So that's what I'm going to miss. As far as the struggling part after football, I won't struggle. I've got so many things that I've prepared myself for after football. Within the next week, I'll be hosting the Curdy Cake Show. So me and Curdy Cake, Katie Kirk, I'm my fault. I'm nervous right now. Katie Kirk will be hosting, I'll be co-hosting her show with her. It's going to be a nice little show. It's going to be a wedding edition, so something I like to do. So I'm going to plan your wedding if you decide to get married. But no, I think I'm prepared. I have my life story, my book coming out in September. I'm also doing Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition with Chris Paul. So I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes next. I think God has a plan for me. Football was just the starting point. I'm willing to follow whatever God has next.
We have time for one more question. One more.
Dave Schrader with WBAY. You've said Green Bay will always be your home. What will it be like to come back and see that Driver statue by Titletown in Donald Driver Way now?
It's going to mean the world. You know, there's so many things that we go through, and we don't know what to expect at the end of the day. And to be honored with my own street and a statue is truly something special. That shows you the love, that shows you the support, that shows you the dedication of what I have done for this organization and this community, that the community will honor me in the same way. So it's truly something special. I love you guys. It's been an awesome, awesome ride. Now it's time for the next chapter.
Donald Driver, everybody. And we'll end this right where we started. Donald, we love you for the player you were, for the man you are. God bless you and yours. Thank you, everybody, for coming.